Blog Talk Radio.
Life is a beautiful ocean. Welcome to Empowering Radio, brought to you by MyEmpoweredWorld.com. My name is Evan Dorian, and we're joined by our co-host, Craig Cook. And I want to thank everyone for joining us tonight. And it's time to elevate the mind, body, and spirit. My Empowered World is here to inspire, transform, and empower the human experience. And we help you achieve this by providing empowering experiences through content, products, tools, and services that elevate the mind, body, and spirit, resulting in a world that becomes a better place for everyone. So be sure to check out our website at MyEmpoweredWorld.com, sign up for our free daily empowerment emails, and also follow us on our social network channels. We're on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and that will get you connected to our ecosystem and empower your world daily. We also have our e-commerce store now launched at MyEmpoweredWorld.com/shop. You can purchase hats and t-shirts to wear while you're doing yoga, going for a run, or working out at the gym, or even just hanging out at the house. So go ahead and check that out. If anyone has any questions, please feel free to post them on our Facebook wall, and we will try to answer them before the end of the show tonight. And if we don't get to the questions, feel free to just write the questions below one of the promotional banners, and would love to answer those questions anytime during the week. So, before we get going, Craig, how are you doing tonight?
Doing pretty good. You doing good, Evan?
Yeah, I'm doing good. Just excited to celebrate Thanksgiving with the family. I'm actually currently on the road here, and I'm in Kansas, and my whole family is originally from Kansas, so we're about to all, you know, we went to the store today and got a bunch of food, so we'll be cooking for 15 people, so it's going to be a good time. Looking forward to it.
Awesome. Same thing. We actually had some our groceries delivered through Amazon Fresh, which is pretty cool. First time we've done that to get ready for Thanksgiving, so kind of convenient to save some time. But yeah, definitely looking forward to Thanksgiving and cooking dinner and, you know, having family come over and you know, relax and recharge a bit.
Yeah, it's a nice time to definitely recharge and just connect with the family and kind of relax. So, yeah, really looking forward to it. But we've got a great show tonight and a wonderful guest, and her name is Michelle Casto. And a little overview on Michelle. Michelle is an intuitive and a career and purpose coach and an author. She's got a lot of books she's written, and she's an expert energetic healer. So, and tonight, for tonight's show, we'll be discussing destiny discovery and high conscious living. So, Michelle, how are you doing tonight? Welcome to Empowering Radio.
Thank you. It's so nice to be on the show. Thank you for the opportunity to share about my favorite topic, which is helping people live, you know, more empowered and more on purpose.
Nice. Well, that's definitely what we're all about here at Empowering Radio. And I'm really excited about tonight's shows because I feel like we all go through a life purpose and kind of a struggle. We all come to that point at different times in our life. And I feel like we're always like, is this the right direction? What is my life purpose? You know, I don't know if I'm in, you know, how do I find it? So, some of these books that you've written, you've got one of your best-selling books out. It's called The Destiny Discovery, Finding Your Soul's Path to Success. And in your book, you talk about the six stages of destiny discovery process. Maybe we can kind of open up the show. How about before we go into that, how about you give us a little explanation about yourself, and then we can kind of go into those six stages of the destiny discovery process.
That sounds great. Yeah, well, a little bit about me is that, you know, I really didn't know what I wanted to be when I grew up. And so when I was in grad school, I did an internship in the Career Counseling Center, and I figured that was a good way to figure that out. And it was working at the academic level, and career counseling was my initial foray into career coaching and purpose work that I do, and that was 20 years ago. I've been in the coaching industry a long time. So I was fortunate that I kind of, even though I was a little clueless in the beginning, I kind of got in the right space early on. And then I found coaching when it was really just getting going. And once I found coaching, I really knew I had found my purpose. And through the years, I just kept expanding my work and becoming more spiritual and more about, you know, expressing from the soul. And that's how the life purpose work came about. And yeah, and the book that we were spoken about came out in 2012, and it is kind of like a culmination of about 15 years work of working with people all over the world to really kind of identify the predictable stages that we go through when we start awakening to our higher purpose. And those are the six stages that we'll talk about briefly on the show.
Awesome. So so you talk about those six stages, so maybe we can start maybe breaking down some of those six stages and kind of, you know, go take us through some of those. Because I know so many people that I know, even myself, are always, you know, wondering some of those processes.
Yeah, I think it's really every book that I've written just about has stages. So I guess that's one of my gifts as a, I would call it a psychologist in a way, like understanding what happens when people are going through different stages, whether it's a relationship, a career, or purpose. So in my book, there's six stages, and if you want to write these down, folks, you can just take notes, but they all start with A. And the first is a very important stage, because if you never awaken, and usually awakening happens usually like in a form of a challenge or a change that may not be even welcome. So a job change, a separation in a relationship, something major, but it wakes you up to something more. If you never awaken, though, you never go on your destiny discovery journey. So it's a very important stage, stage number one. Once you've awakened, you start to become aware of some potential paths that you could take. I'm sure that you guys, you know, when you started the radio show, maybe we're thinking about different paths that you could take, but you had an awareness that a radio show felt like resonant with you. So you start to have awareness of what your life purpose can be. Then you go into acceptance, which is stage three. And I often work with a lot of clients who come to me in stage three because they may have awakened and become a little bit aware of who they are and what their gifts are, but they haven't accepted it. I mean, like, I was a first-generation college student. Nobody told me that I was going to be a destiny guru, right? It's like, who does that? And so accepting that, yeah, you are that person that's to write that book or to lead that radio show or to become an energy healer or a teacher. There's a lot to the acceptance stage energetically, and that's where I work a lot with my clients. And I'll stop there with the first three and then just jump in.
Right. I was just going to ask you, it's interesting, since a lot of people come to you at that stage, would you say that a challenge people have with that is fear sets in and having that acceptance?
Yeah. The who am I to be that? Who am I to be this person that, you know, has got a message or wants to make a difference in the world? And let's face it, our purpose is outside of the norm. It doesn't come with a, you know, not like a job. They tell you exactly what you're supposed to do, when you're supposed to do it, how you're supposed to do it. A purpose, pretty much, you got to figure it out and follow your heart. And we were not really taught that. So, yeah, there's a lot of fear associated with stepping into your purpose. And so I help people work through their saboteur and the barriers that they put up so they can push past the fears and doubts and step into, you know, the role that they're meant to play.
What do you feel like? What is a common fear that you run across?
Oh, fear of change. I think that's the number one reason. There's two things that I see that prevent people from living their destiny. One is fear of change, right? Because they've constructed a reality that's very safe and very predictable and comfortable, even though they may have outgrown it they want to stay comfortable. So fear of change. And then the other thing that I see people doing that gets them lost and confused is what I call chasing opportunity versus creating on purpose. So they might see a network marketing, or they get on the boat of like, oh, I'm going to become a coach because everybody else is becoming a coach, or doing whatever the thing or the trend is. And they chase opportunities versus truly do the deep inner work to create from their heart. And I see a lot of this online. People just jump online like, oh, I just got to put up a website or whatever. But if you're not creating from your heart, it will not be sustainable, more than likely.
That's excellent. You know, let's take a quick station ID, and then we'll come back to this and learn the other three steps of this destiny discovery process. I'm Craig Cook on Empowering Radio with Evan Dorian, with our guest tonight, Michelle.
You're listening to Empowering Radio from My Empowered World. Visit us at myempoweredworld.com. Become a subscriber and get daily inspirational messages delivered to your inbox.
All right, we're back on Empowering Radio, brought to you by myempoweredworld.com, and with our guest, Michelle Casto, and we're talking about destiny discovery. So we're covering some awesome topics here. Let's jump right back into it. So let's see. Some of the things that you talk about are, so there's a question here that we've got. It's what are some signs of a job dread? Get involved in something that they're dreading, or and making, you know, you talk about an escape plan as well. Maybe you can just dig a little deeper on that with us.
Yeah, job dread. It's like so many people have it. It's like you wake up on Monday morning and you dread going into that place, right? You have to physically drag yourself out of bed, or, you know, and it's this impending doom of like you feel like you're selling your soul. And, you know, a lot of what sends people to the hospital or to the doctor is stress. And most of that is job and career related. And so the new paradigm is helping us realize that we don't have to do it the way it's always been done, you know, particularly with the way we work, that there is this other way that's closer to our heart, that's a fuller self-expression, a closer to our soul. And and that's what finding your purpose is all about. So just to recap for people that might just be popping in, we talked about the first three stages, which is awakening, awareness, and acceptance. And and if anyone's waking up and you don't like your job, you know, 30 days in a row, gosh, you might want to look at that. And some people have been feeling that way for years, and that's really sad.
All right. Does that relate to the six stages, or maybe we should continue with number four here?
Yeah, let's go to four. So once you've kind of gotten some awareness and starting to accept who you are and what your purpose might be, then you can move into stage four, which is articulation. So we have to have the words to be able to say, I'm an energy healer. The way that I talk about my work now is intuitive energy healing for the destiny driven. So that kind of tells you who I am and who I serve and what I do. Well, that took me like, you know, 10 years to come to that essence. But each time that I would come into the words or wording or speaking about what I do, it was still me and my purpose. It's just we get closer and closer with the articulation when we get more on point. And that's very important because you have to talk about it and you have to put it out there. And so that's an important stage. Once you've gotten that down, then you only move into stage five, which is action. Now, well, this is interesting because a lot of people will come to a career coach or a purpose coach and be like, well, just tell me what I'm supposed to do and I'll do it. You know, they want to get into action right away. But what I see is you're putting the cart before the horse, because if you haven't really awakened and accepted who you are and really gotten to the place in your own center about what that is, you could just be taking a lot of action in the wrong direction or in a direction. I don't like to say right or wrong. It's not correct. Let me say it'll take you down what I call the deadly D's of destiny, a detour that could, you know, spin you out for 6 months or a year. So that's why it's really important to make sure you're taking inspired action and not just action.
Interesting. That is a really good point. What's number six?
So the last stage is important, and it's actually happening at all six stages in the discovery process, and that's allowance. So even when you're in awakening, the more allowing you can be of what's happening, the better. It's like, that's sort of like how we become a little bit enlightened, right? When we allow what is to be. But allowance in the stage that I really want to speak about in the book is when you start to get into your flow and magic and miracles start happening and invitations start coming and things start showing up in your world that would never have shown up had you not taken that path. And so that's a really fun place to be. Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. Right. So once you've gotten to that point, it's like the universe is working for you, in a sense, bringing you the things because, you're allowing it to happen. You've gone, kind of graduated through each of these steps.
Exactly.
And now everything's working. Yeah, right. Very cool. I like this. What do you think, Evan?
Yeah, I love it. I think it's definitely like trying to, I don't know, it's just the flow state. Actually, yeah, I agree. It brings a lot of things into your life that normally wouldn't be there. You just need to be in that flow state and create those opportunities. And when you're in the flow, it just starts to, everything starts to go. And it just feels right inside, too. You're not going against the grain. You're going with it. And it feels right. And that's when you feel like you're on your life purpose, I guess, because you can feel it in your heart. And you're not, I think your soul and deep down inside is kind of telling you all along, but you're just kind of always not listening to your intuition or your heart. And everyone, as much as society or whatever it is, they're trying to tell you this and that, but you always know deep down, but it's just really hard to really tap in and listen to that. And so that's kind of what we're all kind of constantly struggling with, I feel like.
That's such a beautiful, I'm glad you brought that up. And I love hearing a man say that, by the way. It's like, yay, guys, talk more about intuition. Yeah, because really, the whole concept of the book, the Destiny Discovery, if you look at the cover, there's a treasure chest on Sandy Beach with footprints leading up to it. And it's like light coming out of the treasure chest, because the greatest Destiny Discovery is right within our own hearts. It's right where we're standing. But we spend so much of our life searching outside of ourselves for the perfect job or money or mate or whatever, looking for that sense of fulfillment and meaning that can only be found within us. And that is the greatest Destiny Discovery of all, is that we have everything within our own hearts, and we have to start looking within in order to find it. And listening. All of us have intuition. And when I do intuition workshops, raise your hand if you know that you have an intuitive guidance system. Almost everybody raises their hands. And then I say, well, okay, so how many of you are actually listening to that guidance system? And then the hands start coming down, because we all know we have it, but why we don't listen to it, it's a mystery. But it takes practice. But again, it's not a social skill that has been talked about before. That's part of the new paradigm change with the shift of consciousness, with the divine feminine coming in. It's a whole different set of skills. It's a sixth sense, and that's what it is.
There's been so much programming. Go ahead, Evan.
Yeah, go on, Greg.
I was going to say, there's been so much programming, especially as we were kids, for the past however many generations, where all that intuitive ability is kind of programmed out of us, just in how society's set up currently. So, understand where you're coming from. Evan, you had some thoughts there?
Yeah, I was just going to say, I feel like sometimes you need to be in the right state of mind, too, to really understand that your intuition saying something. Like, if you're kind of bogged down emotionally, physically, or whatever it is, that's just, you got to be in a healthy state of mind, too, to make those healthy choices. Does that make sense? Kind of.
Yeah, well, stress is the number. If we're stressed out, we can't think clearly. And the other thing I want to say about intuition is that it's a body sense. Like, if you know what your yes is in your body and you can really trust that yes, that's what I often teach my clients, is to get into their body and their gut and their heart. And that's where the best information lies. But also your state of mind is important.
Yeah, and I feel like you need to be in a healthy state of mind, body, and spirit to really tap into that, to really step into that deeper intuition, So,
right. Okay, let's take another station ID break real quick, and then we can get into those deadly D's. We heard one of them, detour, I think. But let's let's come right back. Let's take a quick detour, but we'll come right back on tap here on Empowering Radio with our guest tonight, Michelle Castell.
You're listening to Empowering Radio from My Empowered World. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/MyEmpoweredWorld. And remember to share and help us spread our message of empowerment.
All right, we're back with Empowering Radio, brought to you by MyEmpoweredWorld.com and our guest tonight, Michelle Castell. And we are talking about the six stages of destiny discovery. And now we're going to tap into some of these deadly D's. So, Michelle, maybe kind of give us some insight on those.
They sound so sinister, and they kind of are in a way because they, yeah, I mean, it's like we talked about the detours, right? So, you know, we can go down a path that we think, oh, this sounds so great, right? Because maybe our ego or our personality starts to take over and, you know, take the wheel. We find ourselves in a detour. This can absolutely sidetrack your destiny. I don't feel like we're ever really off path completely, but we can certainly take a lot of detours. So that's one. And then there's distractions. And this is, you know, gosh, there's so many excuses and reasons and distractions that will keep people off their path. You know, wait till my kids are old enough, or, you know, money or time or energy, or I'm too old or I'm too young, or just like social media and like watching everybody else's life go by and being distracted. It's a deadly D. And then, of course, one of the biggest that all of us who are on this path of, that takes a courageous heart is doubt. Doubt is like just a little seed. It can be a tiny little, just the smallest thing. When I do it energetically, often the seed of doubt is like small, but yet the power and the potency of doubt is tremendous. And that absolutely can kill your dreams. So we have to let our faith in our destiny be bigger than our fears and bigger than our doubts.
Yeah. And was there one more?
Those are the main three that I want to bring forward is doubt, distraction, and detours. And, you know, maybe you guys can share a little bit about the ones that you've seen or that, you know, maybe you have a comment about those.
Oh, yeah, sure. You want to start, Evan?
Yeah.
You want to open up?
Well, no, I think distraction is a big one. I think, or
I agree.
Distraction is a good one, but then what was the first one again?
The detour.
Yeah, it was more like putting things off. I don't know which one it was, but it was putting things off because or the money, or you don't have the this or that. Mm-hmm. I feel like that is at least for. I feel like guys do. I just guys mostly always say, "Well, there's not enough of this, or there's not enough of that," or I just feel like that's a very common thing and that we all kind of fall into a little bit. I do. I fall into that. It's just like kind of saying, "Well, there's not this, there's not that," and then just putting it off, and then it's like you're burning up all this time because of, I guess, deep down, it's a fear, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I can connect to that. Yeah, definitely, and it's a deadly D.
Yeah.
Yeah, for me, it's, I know growing up, doubt, I had a big issue with doubt, definitely. And I actually, later on in life, I started to recognize that and overcame that pretty well. But distractions, I feel today, is still an issue for me. It was an issue a long time ago, and it's still an issue today. And it's really interesting, these three that you set out there. But I can definitely relate to the distractions and doubt.
Mm-hmm. I think we can all relate to all those. I think they're all very, they're right on the money. You're right on, you know?
Yeah. It's not a D, but it's an E. And the excuses is a really common one, too. And I always give the example of, like, you know, what if Oprah had let her childhood neglect, you know, dictate her path, and she had let that be an excuse, or what was the musician, Amadeus, or the one that was that couldn't hear?
Beethoven.
Yeah. What if she had allowed that that handicap, if you will, to be an excuse not to create the music he created. Those are people that rose above their excuses and their limitations, and even the hands of fate, you know, the cards that were dealt to them were not the best hand, but they did not let that stop them. And that's where we have to dig deep to find our true grit and to master our mindset and overcome our saboteur to let our soul start to take the wheel so that we can start to take the steps. And I like to say start to dance with destiny. And the other thing I like to point out to people when I'm speaking
about it
is that not everybody's dance looks the same. You know, I'm down here in Texas. I don't do a two-step. I do more like a salsa. But some people love the two-step, and that's cool for them, you know. But we all have our own unique way. And the thing is we can't be a mockingbird, or we can't be watching somebody else and trying to do their dance, because that's not our dance. Our dance is our dance, and our song is our song. And that takes a lot of inner reflection to be able to see it, own it, and then express it.
Yeah, that's great. You're full of wisdom and very poetic, too, by the way.
Thank you.
I like the way you say that. You know, I really like you brought up the term fate. I think it's really interesting. The two terms, destiny and fate, I'd like you to comment on. The way I kind of see it, you know, people can either succumb to their fate or they can really do something to, like you said, overcome the saboteur and really fulfill their destiny. You know, they are two different things, even though they both signify an endpoint. Do you have any comments about that?
Oh, I love the distinction between fate and destiny. In fact, Carl Jung has a quote that says, until we make what's in the unconscious conscious, we continue to call it fate. In other words, like, oh, I always meet these guys that don't work out, or I always attract the jobs that don't fulfill me, right? So if we let that, unless we look deeper and go, why does that keep happening to me, and I clear the energy or I understand that about me, I will think it's my fate. And that's the difference between somebody who is truly not only discovers their destiny but fulfills upon their destiny, is they're willing to dig deep, look in their shadows, embrace it all, come to terms with it, and bring it to light so that it no longer is just their fate, but they choose and create their destiny that they want to be a part of.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Yeah, that's awesome.
We have a couple more minutes. Evan, do you have any other questions before we close out the show?
Yeah, I do, actually. So, Michelle, just from your background and everything, you're an energy healer. And I know you do energy alignment healing, and Craig and I are really into healing, and we've learned a lot about it in the last year. And maybe you can kind of give our listeners kind of an insight about how the benefits from energy healing, because it's really benefited me in my life and helped me get aligned and a couple issues, health issues I've had in my life, and it's able to clear my chakras and kind of, you know, Steph, I have trouble with my root chakra, so energy healing has really helped me a lot. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, totally.
Well, I love it.
Yeah.
I am a mindset reset energy healer. I work a lot with people's mindset and psyches. I do sort of a reorganization of the psyche. I actually do a process where I call it fire your pesky saboteur and hire your inner rock star. And what we do is we go in and we move the energy. If you just do belief work, you're just going to be doing it at a mind level. So the energy work moves into the energy of the constellation of the energy pattern of the belief system. And I actually just move it. I don't know how to explain it. It just happens. I actually have a spiritual gift of being a healer. And it just, for the longest time, it was just happening. And my clients would have these like massive shifts. And I just thought we were just coaching. But now I understand that I have a healing capacity and I've studied some modalities and what have you. But the main thing that I want everyone to understand is that it's not kooky. It works. It works like amazingly well. And it's basically, in my point of view, moving out the energy that no longer works and moving in the higher vibration that allows the frequency of your energetic to change, which then allows the healing and different results to show up.
Awesome. We can both attest to that. Absolutely. Totally agree.
Yeah, big time.
Well, we're out of time here, unfortunately. how can we find out, how can the audience find you and learn more about you?
Well, the easiest is to go to brightmichelle.com. It'll redirect you to Rock Your Destiny, which is my coaching package and programs. And I'm Bright Michelle on Twitter and Facebook. So just say hi that way and let me know that you were on the show and you heard me talk.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. Evan, you want to take us out?
Yeah, Michelle, thank you so much. I really enjoyed having you on the show tonight. And hopefully we can share this with many people, you know, as many people as possible, to have them, you know, hear some of this knowledge that we were able to talk about tonight. I really enjoyed it. And
well, thank you,
guys. It shows short, but let's get you back on and share the knowledge again. Let's do it. So thank
Sounds
you very
good.
Much, and have a great evening.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good night.